Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The full House has voted to replenish the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. On our news line is Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King, who has stepped out of the House chamber for a moment to give us a call. Congressman, you fought long and hard for passage of this bill. Your thoughts today on getting it through the full House?
Really, I have mixed thoughts. One, it's a tremendous victory that this is finally being done, that the victims and their families of 9/11 will have not just compensation, but also peace of mind. On the other hand, it's a vivid and tragic reminder of those who have died along the way and those who are going to die in the future from 9/11 illnesses. The bill we added to the title of the bill the names of Ray Pfeiffer, a firefighter who died from 9/11 illnesses, and Detective Lou Alvarez, who was buried just last week. And we actually saw those men come down to Congress over the last several years. We saw them dying right in front of us. And so it was a reminder, yes, we can celebrate the victory to some extent, but also it's a, again, just dramatically drives home how sad this entire episode, this entire process has been.
Was Lou Alvarez's testimony on Capitol Hill last month a game changer?
It really was, because it, more than anything, put a human face on the tragedy of 9/11-related illnesses. To many people in other parts of the country, this is something they hear about or they read about. It's like reading an account of the Battle of Gettysburg. But actually to see a person who you knew was going to die in a matter of weeks come on before a national audience and testify, knowing he only had days to live. He was maybe one-third of the size he had been before. And to see his courage and to realize that as bad as it was for Lou Alvarez, there were 15 other people buried last month because of 9/11 illnesses. So, yeah, Lou Alvarez's courageous testimony probably did as much, if not more, than anything else to bring about this vote. And also, let me give John Stewart credit. His testimony was also extremely effective because it dramatized the issue. John Stewart dramatized it in a dramatic way. I'm using the same word twice. It's very dramatic. Louis Alvarez's testimony was very subdued. Both of them, in their own way, had an enormous impact.
Were there times, Congressman, when you thought that maybe this won't work and the fund might eventually run out of money?
I never wanted to acknowledge that to myself. But, yeah, that was always the fear lurking in the background. And my fear even today was, unless we get it done right away, God knows what else might come up, and this gets pushed off to the side, and then you have to start all over again. So the fact that we had the debate today, we had the vote, it passed by a significant number, is just a tremendous, tremendous, a monumental step forward on a long, difficult journey.
Now it goes on to the Senate, where Leader McConnell is promising a vote. Will it pass the Senate, and will the president sign it?
I am confident. I mean, Leader McConnell has said that it's going to come to a vote in the Senate. We have more than 60 co-sponsors of the bill, so if it comes to a vote, we should have a solid majority for it. And being from New York, I don't see how the president can even consider not signing the bill.
Congressman Peter King, Republican from Long Island, we appreciate you stepping out of the chamber for a moment to call us.
Thank you, Steve. Very welcome. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.